receive. How many of us are going to receive every promise God has for us? I know I do. Amen. I thank God, amen, for every single one that he sends our way. But so, amen, as we just summarize those things, looking at, they were sent to Jerusalem after, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But then the book of Acts just picks it all up and puts it all together, you know. And I thank God for the book of Acts, because without the book of Acts, it's hard. It would be difficult, amen, to piece it all together. All right. Once you get a grasp of the book of Acts, it helps to understand the Gospels and the epistles and all those things that came afterward. So I hope y'all brought y'all notebooks. Amen. Because we're ready to dig in. Amen. We saw, amen, even in the book of John, you know, talking about that promise in the 14th, 15th, 16th chapter, he talks about, amen, sending the Comforter, amen, which is the Holy Spirit, amen. He had promised them, amen, if they would go and wait, that they would be filled, they would be endued with power from on high, amen, because they didn't have the power yet, but they needed the power, amen. Anybody ever felt powerless in here? Amen. But then something happened. You got some power. You got some confidence. You got some strength. Amen. And see, that's what it was. And even when I think about how that, you know, Peter, when he followed Jesus, when he was arrested, the evening he was arrested. Amen. Peter wanted to stick with him, but Peter didn't have the power. Amen. And he ran. And he did all kinds of things. Amen. And then when they questioned him and called him out and said, "You was with him," he said, "No, I wasn't. I don't know them." But Jesus already told him that before the night's over, you're going to deny me three times. And he's like, he couldn't imagine in his mind doing it, but it happened. Amen. Before the clock crows, before the cock crows three times, before he crows, you're going to be denying me three times. And one time, amen, he even start cursing. Y'all wouldn't do nothing like that, right? Never know, amen. So we see all those things, because why? But after the day of Pentecost, you see that same Peter that was afraid, amen, stand up after the Holy Ghost came down and filled them all. You see him stand up in all power, amen, and begin to declare the first message of the New Testament church. You see, so that power makes a difference in our lives, amen. So we need him, man. We need him operating in us and through us, amen. So we want to dig a little bit deeper. So we're going to cover a lot of ground today. So I want you to pay attention as we go. You know, so we thank the Lord, amen. Also remind you, man, in the book of John, you know, Jesus, you know, he let them know unless he went away, ascended up. I mean, the Comforter or the Holy Spirit would not come. So he said, it's more expedient for you. It's better for you that I go. Amen. Because that way he could be not just with them, but what? In them. Amen. So as we dig in. So how many of us are ready? Just a couple of y'all? Amen. I see all those got his hand way up. You know, so as we speak about that power, we talked about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, amen, and all of those things. So we want to take a methodical step, amen, to lay the foundation of what's happening here, you know, because it's commonly taught and believed, amen, that the Holy Spirit is received at the moment you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. You give your life to him, you know, that you're filled with the Holy Spirit. But we're going to take a look and see, you know, we all make a confession of faith, which brings us into the body of Christ. Amen. And that's important and that's true. Yet, as we examine the scriptures a little bit closer, we begin to see some things that come to light. You know, I'm a digger. I like to get down to the meat of it. Amen. So in order to understand, amen, we need to take a closer look and understanding what is that Holy Ghost baptism? What is that, the water baptism? What is, you know, all those things? So we're going to take a look, and we're going to begin. But before I start going too far, I want to ask a quick Bible trivia question. We talk about baptism. Man, who was the first one to get baptized in the Bible? I know I got some Bible scholars in here. Who was the first one? I heard someone say Jesus. This is a participation question. Recorded Jesus that you remember. You said John the Baptist? In the womb, okay, we was filled, okay. Oh, that's what, y'all digging, I like that, y'all digging. That's a good one, amen, because John the Baptist, amen, and the Spirit quickened him. Okay, let me help y'all. I just want to get the wheels turning because, you know, sometimes we can overlook some things, amen, but when we look at 1 Corinthians, 10th chapter, verses 1 through 4, it says this. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Indeed, did all eat the same spiritual meat and drink, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. What did it just say? Like, what? What? See, no one thought about that baptism. Sometimes, you know, we can read over that baptism so many times and not recognize that the Lord saved the children of Israel. And we're going somewhere because, you know, that wasn't just a trivia question, but it helps lay the foundation of where we want to go. He saved the children of Israel, but in order to get them out of Egypt, he caused them to pass through the waters, through the Red Sea, right? And it says, okay, so they were baptized. Now, I love this part because it helps us to see they were baptized, huh? Unto Moses. What? So what does that mean? I mean, when we look at it, they looked at Moses, you know, and it helped them understand. They passed through and had that miraculous experience of deliverance into the hands of Moses, their spiritual leader, their guide, the ones that they would trust, amen, for the next 40 years that would lead them through the wilderness. They didn't know nothing about Christ, amen. So, but he was a type of Christ to them because he was the one, amen. They were, as the scripture said, they were baptized unto Moses, because he became their savior. Amen. They know that the Lord was using him, but they were baptized unto him by the passing through the sea. So the first one to be baptized was the Israelites. Amen. Out of bondage, out of Egypt, amen, you know, out of oppression and into the hands of their deliverer, Moses, to be led. Amen. So if anybody ever asks you that question again, you know the answer. All right? Right? The first one, but that's not all that the passage is telling us. You know, because I like to see the shadow of things to come. And that's what he's showing us, that he was a type of Christ and the Spirit of God used him. The Lord called him out to call them out and to deliver them into his hands to lead them through the wilderness, amen, towards a better day, to what? Their promised land. But in order to get to the promised land, amen, they weren't real quick to obey, and they ended up a journey that would have only taken a few days ended up taking 40 years. Because why? God had to purge some things out of them. You know, he took them out of Egypt, but he had to get Egypt out of them. You know, so it took years to purge them, amen, and get them to the place that they were ready to go into the promised land. Are we looking towards the promised land? I know I am. Amen. I wanna reign, rule, and reign with Jesus in the new heaven and new earth. Amen. This is not our home. Amen. Scripture tells us. So we see that. But then in the third verse, amen, after he talks about the cloud and the sea, you know, then we see it said, and did eat the same spiritual meat and did drink the same spiritual drink. Amen. For they drank of that spiritual rock. Who's our rock? Jesus, and it tells us right there that and that rock was Christ. Remember, see, they didn't understand Christ back then because he had not been born. But again, we see another shadow of things to come, right? Because this is they drank of that rock and they drank of that same spiritual meat. Amen. And when we take the Holy Communion, what are we doing? Amen. That the elements there represent the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. So we eat and we drink of that same rock. So again, it's showing us a shadow of things that were going to come. just laying a foundation for us, amen. So we actually, you know, as they were delivered, you know, out of the sea, out of Egypt, and were baptized through the water, we come through baptism, amen. But before we get to the water baptism, we got to be called out, right? And when they were called out and they were baptized unto Moses, amen, then their journey began. And when we get baptized into the body of Christ, our journey begins. And sometimes, just like he had to get Egypt out of them, he got to get the world out of us. Amen. He got to purge some things out of you and me, amen. He's still working on it, brother. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. The work ain't never done, amen. We just got to continue to say, yes, Lord, continue to yield, amen, because like them, we receive a miraculous deliverance, amen. So we see that, amen, and I can say they were united together with their spiritual head, God's servant, amen, who became the object of their trust. Who's the object of our trust? Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we were baptized. And so we're going to dig a little bit more, you know, because as the Christians, amen, we're baptized into the body of Christ. Amen. But maybe not like you think. I hope y'all taking notes. Amen. So let's take a look. Amen. Because Christ is the head. He's the one that we now trust. Amen. So we want to be able to put it all together, that rock. He was their rock. He was our rock. Amen. He doesn't change. He's the same what? Today, yesterday, and forever. Amen. God knows what he was doing. Amen. So we thank him for that. So we see, amen, these things taking place. Now let's talk about how they were baptized into Moses. How were we baptized into the body? Okay, let's take a look at this first one. Amen. We see, amen, being baptized into the body of Christ. How? Amen. You know, we think for a moment, amen, just as the Israelites came out, they were led by, you know, God spoke to Moses. Moses spoke to the people. So let's look at John 14. This first one we're going to look at is the baptism into the body of Christ by the Spirit. Amen. And in John, it says this, John 14, verse number 6, Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, this is a passage, amen. Just say John 14, 6. You know, so when people tell you, you know, they got their own truth, point them to that scripture.
Come on now.
You may have a truth, but he is the truth. Amen. And if your truth don't line up with his truth, your truth is false. Amen. Because he is the truth. Amen. But he letting us know that no man comes to the Father. In other words, no one comes into his kingdom. No one is adopted into his family except how? Through him. Amen. And then as we look at the sixth chapter of John, verse 44, you know, it says this, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. See, so that lets me know right there, none of us are here by our own accord.
Amen.
Amen. But he drew us in by his Spirit to place us into his body. Amen. And see, by that Spirit, amen, because he goes on to say, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. So we just come on and get in and stay in and hold on. Amen. That same Christ that drew us into the body by his Spirit, amen, then he will help us to stand. You say, except the Father do the drawing, amen, the Father is what? God is what? A Spirit. Amen? So we see that. And he is holy. Amen. I think we would all agree to that. Amen. So this is how the Spirit of the Lord draws us into the body of Christ. Amen. He used different things to draw here. Maybe he was pinching on some of y'all like he was pinching on me, you know, putting something, you know, I don't know what it was or who he used or what he used, amen, but he drew you unto himself, and thus we were baptized into the body of Christ, amen, by that Spirit drawing us in, amen, and he adopted us into his family. I'm glad to be family. Amen. And see, to further look at that, amen, let's take a look, amen, at 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Amen. In verse number 13, it says, for by one Spirit, all are all baptized into the body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. Amen. So how are we baptized into the body? By one spirit, that same spirit, the spirit of God draws us in, baptizes us into the body of Christ. Now, what do we do now? We're in the body. He's drawn us, amen. We come and we give our lives to Christ, amen. And then we take another step. Now, that was him drawing us. Now, what is our response? I want you to follow me now. He did his part so far. He drew you out of the world. He drew me out of the world. And now my part, my response, amen, that's the second, we could call a second baptism. Now, you're in the body, right? You made the confession of faith. Now we go over here and we begin to look at what he told his disciples to do. Remember he told them to go and do what? Make disciples of all men. And he told them to go into all the world. We're going to look at it here in a minute. But then he there was something to do with some water. Had a little bit to do with some water. Anybody in here been to the water? Amen. Let me see your hand if you've been to the water. Amen. Amen. We've been to the water. Just like the Israelites went through the water, we had to pass through the water. Amen. Amen. And in response, amen, to obedience. So we see, amen, even in 1 Peter, amen, as Christ was preaching, amen, to the spirits that were in captivity, amen, and bringing them forth. It talks about 8 souls were saved, and talking about who? Noah and his family. Amen. They were saved by water, amen, because why? They were in the ark. So let's look at that passage, just a part of that passage. It says this in 1 Peter 3, 20 and 21. God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. Again, another what? Baptism. Another shadow of things to come. Right? We see it. Amen. It says, the like figure whereunto even baptism doeth also what? Now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answering of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when we recognize that resurrection, we know who he is. Amen. And our response is what? We get baptized in water. Amen. And that again, amen, what is the baptism in water for? It just told us in scripture it wasn't for you to take a bath spiritually. It's not the putting away of the filth of your flesh. So what's the purpose behind it? The scripture just told us the purpose behind it. The answering of a good conscience toward God. Amen. You see, now this is our response. You accepted me in the body. I've been baptized in and drawn by your spirit. Now, my response to you is to go to the water. Amen. As an outward and physical sign of an inward and spiritual grace, as they say, that has set me apart from the world. And my response is to show that I accept it. And now I'm baptized. Amen. In the water. Now you've been baptized and baptized. Now you're in the body. Right? So far, we're looking at what the word says. Amen? And that's where we got to stay. Amen. So we see even in Romans. Let's go to Romans, the 6th chapter. I know I'm moving kind of fast, but we got some ground to cover. Amen? In Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 3 through 5, amen, we see something else here. He said, know ye not that so many of you, of us, as were baptized into Christ, were baptized into his death. We're baptized into Christ, baptized into his death, and his death represented what? The covering of our sins. Right? But he goes on to say, wherefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we, amen, even so also we also should walk in the newness of life. Amen. Now, what does this baptism represent? Because the fifth verse says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, he says planted together with him. What happened? How many of y'all was baptized by immersion? Amen. No, I was. They dunked me. Pastor Linda got baptized in the water. Had ice in it. It was an outside pool, and they had to break the water. Amen. Talk about chill my body. She don't even remember it. It just felt, and she just got all warm and fuzzy on the inside. Amen. But see, what happens in baptism, we are taken down. Amen. The same as he was buried, he was placed in the tomb. And then we are raised back up in the water into what? The newness of life. And after that, we're supposed to walk in the newness. He said that now we become a new creature in Christ. Amen. So that's what baptism represents, also the death, burial, and resurrection. Because when you repent, you die to the old man, the old ways, you're buried with him in baptism, and you're raised up again a new creature. Amen. And this is what this scripture is letting us know, amen. We have been set apart, amen, to walk in his ways, amen. But we're not left yet to have to do it on our own, amen. This is the part, amen, that we can grab hold of. This is the part that we do. This is the part that he told his disciples. Look at Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Amen. This in response, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.